Wednesday, June 29th, Liturgy of the Hours, Evening Prayer. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. And the Evening Prayer Hymn. The eternal gifts of Christ the King, the Apostles' glory let us sing, and all with hearts of gladness raise, do hymns of thankful love and praise. Their faith in Christ the Lord prevailed, their hope a light that never failed, their love ablaze o'er pathways trod to lead them to the eternal God. In them the Father's glory shone, in them the will of God the Son, in them exalts the Holy Ghost, through them rejoice the heavenly host. To thee, Redeemer, now we cry that thou wouldst join to them on high thy servants who this grace implore forever and forevermore. Amen. And now the psalmody, beginning with the first antiphon. I have prayed for you, Peter, that your faith may not fail, and when you have turned to me, you must strengthen the faith of your brothers. Psalm 116. I trusted even when I said I am sorely afflicted, and when I said in my alarm, no man can be trusted. For how can I repay the Lord for his goodness to me? The cup of salvation I will raise, I will call on the Lord's name. My vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all his people. O precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his faithful. Your servant, Lord, your servant am I. You have loosened my bonds, a thanksgiving sacrifice I make. I will call on the Lord's name. My vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all his people, in the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the first antiphon, I have prayed for you, Peter, that your faith may not fail, and when you have turned to me, you must strengthen the faith of your brothers. And the second antiphon, willingly I boast of my weakness, that the power of Christ may live in me. Psalm 126. When the Lord delivered Zion from bondage, it seemed like a dream. Then was our mouths filled with laughter. On our lips there were songs. The heathens themselves said, what marvels the Lord worked for them. What marvels the Lord worked for us. Indeed, we were glad. Deliver us, O God, from our bondage as streams in dry land. Those who are sowing in tears will sing when they reap. They go out full of tears, carrying seed for the sowing. They come back full of song, carrying their sheaves. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In repeating the second antiphon, willingly I boast of my weaknesses, that the power of Christ may live in me. In the third antiphon, you are shepherd of the flock, the prince of the apostles. To you were entrusted the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 10. Praise be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has bestowed on us in Christ every spiritual blessing in the heavens. God chose us in him before the world began to be holy and blameless in his sight. He predestined us to be his adopted sons through Jesus Christ. Such was his will and pleasure, that all might praise the glorious favor he has bestowed on us in his beloved. In him and through his blood we have been redeemed and our sins forgiven. So immeasurably generous is God's favor to us. God has given us the wisdom to understand fully the mystery, the plan he was pleased to decree in Christ, a plan to be carried out in Christ in the fullness of time, to bring all things into one in him, in the heavens and on earth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the third antiphon, you are shepherd of the flock, the prince of the apostles. To you were entrusted the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And our reading for this Wednesday evening is from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 through 5 and 8a. I handed on to you first of all what I myself received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried and in accordance with the Scriptures rose on the third day, that he was seen by Cephas, then by the 12. Last of all, he was seen by me. And a responsory, the apostles proclaimed the word of God and preached it faithfully. The apostles proclaimed the word of God and preached it faithfully. They testified to the resurrection of Jesus Christ and preached it faithfully. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, The apostles proclaimed the word of God and preached it faithfully. And the Canticle of Mary, beginning with the antiphon, Peter the apostle and Paul the teacher of the Gentiles, taught us your law, O Lord. And the Canticle of Mary can be found in Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 55. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In repeating the antiphon for the Canticle of Mary, Peter the Apostle and Paul the teacher of the Gentiles, taught us your law, O Lord. In our intercessions, the Lord Jesus built his holy people on the foundation of the apostles and prophets. In faith, let us pray, Lord, come to the aid of your people. You once called Simon the fisherman to catch men. Now summon new workers who will bring the message of salvation to all peoples. Lord, come to the aid of your people. You calm the waves so that your followers would not be drowned. Guard your church, protect it from all dangers. Lord, come to the aid of your people. You gathered your scattered flock around Peter after the resurrection. Good Shepherd, bring all your people together as one flock. Lord, come to the aid of your people. You sent Paul as apostle to preach the good news to the Gentiles. Let the word of salvation be proclaimed to all mankind. Lord, come to the aid of your people. You gave the keys of your kingdom into the hands of your holy church. Open the gates of that kingdom to all who trusted in your mercy while on earth. Lord, come to the aid of your people. Now let's say together in Our Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And our concluding prayer, let us pray. God our Father, today you give us the joy of celebrating the feast of the Apostles Peter and Paul. Through them your church first received the faith. Keep us true to their teaching. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.